Welcome back to Biz Talk this morning on January 15th. My name is Tony Bush. I'm the co-host this morning with Jyothi Nettangadi. Jyothi is the chair chapter for our SCORE chapter this morning. Good morning, Jyothi.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here this morning on this bright, sunny morning.
Thank you.
Jim Rossetti's out on the road. He's out on assignment doing some business.
Yes.
And so we're going to be hosting the show this morning. And we have a great guest this morning. His name is Andy Clark. Andy is the County Veteran Service Officer here in Outagamie County. So if you're listening and you have any questions, please give us a call. We'll be giving that number out in a few minutes. But before we get into the program, I would just once again like to say that we'd like everyone to know that the SCORE chapter is located in Appleton. It's in the Chamber Building downtown, the Fox City SCORE chapter. They're an organization that have offices in three cities in Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. We serve eight counties. And there are about 60 counselors available to help business owners who are in business or those who are looking to start a business answer questions about many different areas. Could be IT, it could be marketing, it could be accounting, it could be production, retail, banking, whatever it is. It's a free service for entrepreneurs. And if you do have a question and you would like to explore the SCORE chapter as a resource for your business, please look us up at scorefoxcities.com. We have information at that website and an application where you can fill in the information, what you'd like the SCORE counselor to talk about, and then a SCORE counselor will be contacting you for an appointment. So once again, that website is scorefoxcities.com. We'd also like to thank the sponsors who bring the program to you each week. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, Epiphany Law, Albertson Hailing CPA Firm, Lakeview Credit Union, and a very special thank you to the Business News, a biweekly news periodical that covers the news activities, what's going on in business in East Central Wisconsin. Every 2 weeks for $20 a year, it's a great purchase. You should have it. It carries relevant news for your business. Well, we're going to take a short break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give you the phone numbers. We'll introduce Andy Clark, and we're going to have a great show this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Estate planning is not just about money, and it's not just for the wealthy. It's about protecting you during life and protecting your loved ones when you're gone. This is why estate planning isn't just for the rich. It's for everyone. Epiphany Law has expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and can help you maintain control of your assets. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip.
Call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. My name's Tony Bush. I'm here this morning with Jyoti Nettingadi, the chapter chair of our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. And Jyoti took the chair in October of 2010. She's doing a crackerjack job. She's a hardworking lady. And actually, I think in the history of the Fox City SCORE chapter, you're the first lady chair we've had.
Woohoo!
You see, we have very enthusiastic meetings with Jyoti in the chair. I have one announcement to make. It's from one of our sponsors, Epiphany Law. They have an organization. Actually, they're going to be presenting at Entrepreneurs Anonymous. They're going to have a topic called the Top 10 Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make. This is going to take place on January 25th at 5 p.m. at the Wave Bar and Ballroom out on Casa Loma, out near the baseball park. Kevin Eisman is going to be the presenter. Kevin is he's the founding attorney for Epiphany Law, and it's a cost of $10. Once again, the Top 10 Legal Business Mistakes Owners Make, January 25th, 5 p.m. at the Wave Bar and Ballroom. Attorney Kevin Eisman is going to be the speaker. $10, and they ask if you could please call them to register at 996-0000. Now, you can't forget that phone number. It's 996-0000. Good programs. Well, good morning, Andy. Welcome
morning.
To Biz Talk.
Thank you.
You've been here once before, I believe.
About 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, welcome back. It's good to have you back in the studio and talking to you.
Well, it's nice that you couldn't find anyone else, could you?
We did a serious job of recruiting for this show this morning.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for having me here.
Andy, you're the Outagamie County Veterans Service Officer. And can you tell us a little bit about what that office is, how long you've had the position, and how does it fit into the veterans organization?
I'd be glad to do that. In Wisconsin, along with 31 other states, they have county veteran service officers because mm-hmm. they realized that the local veterans needed assistance as far mm-hmm. as finding out what benefits they had coming from the federal government, state government, and how to go about getting them. I started in this county about 5 years ago. I came from Washington State, where I worked for the state veteran affairs out there. And prior to that, up in Price County, Wisconsin, where I was the county veteran service officer. And something that's not fully understood is that our offices are not funded by the VA. We are not federal offices, nor are we state offices. We are county offices, and we are funded by county taxpayer dollars.
So then you're a county-funded advocate and support office for veterans seeking benefits from the federal and state veterans associations.
Correct. We assist on pretty much everything. I like to say that we start with the veteran when they're born, the day after service, and we stick with them till they pass on. And then we help the family with benefits such as burial, headstones, mm-hmm. things like that. But if the word veteran is in it, we're pretty much there.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are you located, Andy? Where's your office in Appleton?
We're at 227 South Walnut Street, right across from the Appleton Police Department. And we always encourage people to park in the side or the back of our building because it's free, so you don't have to feed the parking meter.
Yeah, the police officers are right across the street with binoculars looking at some parking meters, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, I think they avoid our building. I don't know.
But you are located in Appleton, and do you have a website, and what's your phone number?
Our phone number is area code 920-832-5697. I have a staff of five people, and any one of us can answer your questions if you call. As far as the website, all you have to do is go to the Outagamie County website, and one of the department picks is the Veterans Office.
So, as you said earlier, you're funded by Outagamie County. If we want to find the Veteran Service Officer, don't go to Veterans, go to Outagamie County, and then look for Veterans.
Correct.
Got it. I'm sure a lot of people end up going to Veterans First thinking it's a veteran service office.
And then they end up calling possibly to Fox Valley Vietnam Veterans, who then give them the phone number to our office.
Sure, sure. Well, Andy, in terms of SCORE and its business affiliation, and we're having the veteran service officer here in the show this morning as a guest, there is a correlation. I mean, veterans come back from service, whether they're in for 4 years or retired after 20 years or whatever. What's been your experience with veterans in terms of business ownership and being an entrepreneur and so on?
I think veterans are very equipped to own their own businesses because, well, think of it, a lot of the things they've done in life have been high-pressure situations. They're able to handle decisions on a split-second notice. The only thing that sometimes becomes a problem is that independence and thinking they may not need some help to get the business going. For example, if they were an engineer and they're good at engineering, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good at the financial aspects, the legal aspects of running a business. You got to be able to do all of it for it to be successful.
That's very true, and that's a common theme that we see in as SCORE counselors in the SCORE organization. People who want to start a business, they're very good at what they're doing in that business, but when it comes to knowing the financial stuff and the accounting and the legal, they stumble. They stumble at that. And they need to be open to seeking advice.
Exactly.
And listening to it. But the decision is ultimately theirs.
Yes. And I think sometimes they just don't know where to go. And I will send veterans over to SCORE to get the help because it, or encourage them to use their GI Bill to go take classes on how to operate a small business.
Right. Well, I'm going to give out the phone numbers right now, Andy. So if folks are listening, they'd like to call in with a question. If you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, long distance call, the TDS Metricom toll-free line number is 866-887-1150. 886-887-1150. So if you have a question for Andy regarding Veterans Office, Business Associations, Veterans Office, Medical, give us a call this morning. We'll do what we can to answer the question for you. Andy, tell us a little bit about the SBA Patriot Loan Program. You have some information with you this morning.
Yes. In 2007, the Small Business Administration introduce what's called the Patriot Express Loan. And what it is any veteran who's used a VA home loan understands this kind of a process. It's where the Small Business Administration will guarantee a part of the loan. And the guarantee is a very substantial amount. It's 85% of up to $150,000 of a business loan, or 75% up to $500,000. Now, this is a loan that's only available to veterans, active duty service members, reservists, guard, or current spouses. So it is a very good program. You're not going to beat those kind of terms.
Right. Now, the guarantee is the way the SBA program works is the veteran would have to put together a business plan.
Correct.
Got to have a business plan.
Correct.
Because no matter where you go to borrow money, the lender's going to want to see what your plan is to pay them back. And once the business plan is completed, the lender takes it to, or the business, the veteran takes it to a lending institution.
Correct.
You have a list there, Andy, of some of the lending institutions in the state of Wisconsin who are participating in this program.
There are very many. In our area here, the most notable ones, Associated Bank does a lot of these.
We're proud of that because they're a sponsor for the BizTalk program.
So should I not mention any of the others?
Go ahead, Andy.
Also, M&I Bank, U.S. Bank, Chase Bank, Wells Fargo, pretty much most of the banks and credit unions do have a loan officer that's familiar with the Small Business Administration. The only thing the vet has to do is point out right off the bat they are a vet, and they are interested in the Patriot Express.
That's right. That's right. And when they do the application, it's the bank and the veteran. the lending institution and the veteran who negotiate the terms of the loan and the like the interest rate.
Correct.
How much money they need.
Possible collateral.
Collateral will have to be pledged, of course. An interesting thing about the SBA program is the SBA cannot turn down the guarantee of the bank's loan request for a lack of collateral.
Correct.
So the lender can turn the loan down because of a lack of collateral, but the SBA cannot turn it down for a lack of collateral. If the SBA realizes there's not enough collateral, it's a new startup business, then the lender and the SBA may require a higher debt service coverage ratio. So that, simply put, debt service coverage ratio means how much cash do you have in the course of 1 year to make the loan payments you have to make.
And this is why I send the vets to SCORE to learn these kind of things.
So if a business has $10,000 of loan payments in a year, they need to have 1.2 times that amount, or $12,000. If they have $100,000 of debt payments in a year, they need $120,000 of cash available. That's a debt service coverage ratio. So if the business owner doesn't have collateral, the lending institution and the SBA, and it's a new business, may say, instead of having 1.2 times coverage, we may need 1.4. Because it's a new business, there's a greater risk of not getting paid. So, but the SBA program, and I've worked with many SBA loans over the years, it's a great program. It's great for the lending institution. It's great for the veteran, the borrower. Nobody loses. And as the business unfolds and starts going forward and launches and growing, there are going to be little hiccups along the way.
Or big bumps, yes.
Or big bumps or cavernous gaps. The SBA guarantee, as you've pointed out already, Andy, of 75% or 85%, means that the bank isn't going to lose all the money they have in the company.
Correct.
The government will pay the bank that portion of the loan. So if there's a $100,000 loan, $85,000 of that is going to be covered by our rich Uncle Sam.
Correct. But if the bank, if the business does fail, the veteran is still liable for that $85,000 to the SBA. That's something that's misunderstood by a lot of people.
It is, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of folks forget that. Well, the government's going to pay it back, then I only owe $15,000 to the bank. But that's not the way it works.
No, it isn't.
As you just pointed out.
And Uncle Sam will get his money back.
They'll come knocking on the door.
Andy, just a quick question for you. How many veterans have actually taken advantage of these SBA paycheck?
Surprisingly fewer than I would hope. Across the state, I think since the loan initiative started across Wisconsin, it's fewer than 200, which is kind of a shame, because we have, just in Outagamie County alone, we have 15,000 vets. So they may not be aware of it.
Right. We do need to do a better job of marketing that.
Correct.
We're going to take a break right now, Andy. We're going to come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers again. But you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If I have a will, do I really need estate planning? A will is simply one piece of an estate plan. Often a trust is a preferred tool if privacy, taxes, creditor protection, or probate costs are a concern. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning, which empowers you with the tools you need to protect yourself and your loved ones. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Welcome back again. We're going into another segment of Biz Talk this morning. Our guest this morning is Andy Clark. Andy is the Outagamie County Veterans Service Officer. He's been in his position for about 5 years now, had experience in Price County in Wisconsin and out in the state of Washington.
Correct.
Andy, I've known you for 2-3 years now, and it's been a pleasure to know you. You're very knowledgeable, and I can tell you, you're very enthusiastic and passionate about what you do. Oozes out of you, Andy. It's infectious. And it's helpful for the guys who and gals who come and talk to you with veteran affair issues.
As long as they can get hold of me. My phone log's pretty long, as some vets will tell you.
Yeah, but they need some of these vets. I'm a vet, and I came back from my service in 71, and it was not easy in those days coming back from Vietnam and the political environment. People weren't happy to see you when you came back. It's different today, and I'm happy for that. But the Veterans Office is a great place to go and get inspiration and a sense of hope, a sense of direction. And a lot of fellas, a lot of gals who come back from their service need to make that adjustment back to the home field.
Correct.
And it's not always easy to do it.
Well, first you're taking them from the playground, throwing them on the battleground, and then you're bringing them back to
home field,
the business, you know? Playground. And
yeah.
It's a lot of adjustments for them to make.
So they need a lot of support, and that's what you're there to help with. And you did point out in the first segment that you're a county-funded office. You're an advocate for Veterans Affairs from the county level.
Correct.
What is the national? It's Veterans Affairs, Veterans Department?
It would be Department of Veteran Affairs.
Okay.
And that is the federal one.
Yep. And their email address, if someone wanted to go look that up, would be?
Their website. You could do www.va.gov, G-O-V.
That's pretty easy.
Yes.
And there's a Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Correct. And they are separate from the federal government. They are responsible for state benefits. And that website, I'm almost 100% positive, which is pretty positive.
It is.
www.wdva.gov. WI.gov.
WI.gov.
I believe so.
WDVA.WI.gov.
And now I'm no longer 100% positive. Google Veteran Affairs, and you'll find that site.
You'll get it. Google's a good lifesaver that way. That makes Andy 100% correct.
Yeah, there you
yes.
go.
Yes.
And you are usually 100% correct.
Well, when you have it listed in your favorites, you don't think of what the website address
right.
is. You just click on the favorite. So,
Andy, there are medical benefits, home loan benefits. There are other benefits that veterans can take advantage of.
Correct.
And you mentioned before the break there are 15,000 veterans in our county.
In Outagamie County alone.
And we had a caller during the break who wanted to know what the average number of vets per state is. And your response, that's probably not a number that's going to be available, is it?
Well, with the new census, it very well could be available, but nothing's ever perfectly accurate. A general guideline is that 10 to 12% of every population group are veterans. 10 to 12%. And so, for example, well, in Outagamie County, we have roughly 160,000 people. And 15,000 that we know are vets, it could be more, it could be less. We haven't gotten the new numbers yet.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it's always from 10 to 12%. If mm-hmm. you're in a high military retiree population state, like Virginia, Florida,
Alabama,
you're going to have a higher percentage
sure.
of veterans.
Sure. So nationally, if it's 10 to 15% and there are 300 million people, there's probably 30 million.
10 to 12%.
10 to 12, there's probably
yeah.
30 million people. Vets in the country.
Yes.
Using that statistic.
Correct.
Wow. That's a big population.
It is. And we vote. Just a little note out there to the politicians.
You all hear that out there, folks? But you're right, they do vote, and the veterans are responsible. They've been through the training. They've developed some skills.
Correct.
They've had to live the discipline. They've had to think of their pal in the foxhole with them, back to back, cover your back, and all that sort of thing. All the veterans are trained to think that way. They come out of the service, they make good employees.
They make very good employees.
They make good entrepreneurs.
Very much so, because of the self-discipline part you just mentioned.
Yep. So we need to get them the resources to become a good entrepreneur. And your office has been proactive in coaching the veterans who come to your office for that advice. Business plans are important. Check out the resources. You've mentioned already in the first segment you send folks to the SCORE chapter.
Correct.
It'd be interesting to know, and we talked about during the break, of the 15,000 veterans in our county, how many are entrepreneurs or business owners?
And that would be a very hard number to come up with. Just because of our demographic as veterans, we range from age 18 to 100. Of us have owned businesses. Many of us are thinking about it. Some of us start things part-time, which is something I very much encourage.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody who started anything part-time?
I do know of one veteran who started the business part-time. It takes a lot of the risk out of the business, because you do have a steady income coming in already, benefits coming in, take care of your family. You get to feel around more cautiously because you're not desperate, or you're not waiting for that next business paycheck to put a meal on the table.
Basically, you're in control of the growth of the company.
Very much in control.
So you don't make commitments, risky commitments, hoping that the sale comes in, and then the sale is delayed or doesn't come in, and now there's this big obligation out there.
Correct, because all it takes is just one bad rock to tumble down the hill to turn into an avalanche. So,
yep. Now, in terms of networking, what sort of networking activities does the Veterans Service Office have here in Outagamie County?
Well, one of the things I usually encourage people to do when they come back is join as many veteran organizations as you can, but just be active in one. Places like the American Legion, the VFW, the AMVETS, the Disabled American Veterans, the Vietnam Veterans of America, these are all different groups that are made up of a wide demographic of people. Some of them business owners, some of them retirees, some of them have connections that you wouldn't know exist. And network is so important nowadays to get anything done. You can't just throw up a sign in front of a shop and then hope the people will come. You got to get the word out for them to know where you're at.
You have to put the word out. You have to go out there and be proactive with it.
Correct.
It's not going to come to you.
Correct. And another reason to join these organizations is they are constantly fighting for more benefits for you. Even if you don't want to be an active member, at least be a paying member to help them do these lobbying efforts.
Mm-hmm. In terms of veteran benefits, Andy, there's the home loan program.
Correct.
Is that a Wisconsin program?
Well, there is a federal VA home loan, and there is a Wisconsin veterans home loan, which right now is not active and is dependent on certain funding. But the federal VA home loan is always there. It's 0% down payment, and the VA will guarantee a large segment of that home loan. And it's something that veterans should always take advantage of. And if the veteran has a service-connected disability, the funding fee is waived.
Well, that's fascinating that the federal government is 0% down.
0% down.
What are some guidelines if a veteran finds a home? He's not going to go buy a $500,000 home.
No, it still has to be within their economic means. It is still based on credit because it still has to go through a bank.
Yes, okay. And can you give us an example of how that home loan might be structured? Is it based on the veteran's and spouse's income?
Correct.
Is it a percentage of their gross income?
It would depend on the bank as far as the bank guidelines.
Okay.
But banks are a lot more willing to do something like a VA home loan because they're going to get some of their money back. For example, if a veteran buys a home for $150,000 and let's say their income, credit, everything lines up, the VA will guarantee $44,000 of that loan. It's a varying amount. I'm just using that because that's on
example.
The top of my head.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the bank's risk on that is $106,000. Mm-hmm. And the bank is a lot more willing to do that because if it gets foreclosed, the bank can easily get their $106,000 back, but the vet will still be on that hook.
For the 44
correct.
And the 106.
Yes.
So that 44 from the guarantee from the government is basically the equity that the veteran didn't have for the bank to not take that risk on
it
the
It kind of works
loan.
Like a down payment.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the government's basically lending the equity for the veteran so the veteran can go get the home.
Correct.
Great program. What kind of interest rates do they have today?
It varies, but it generally is around the same interest rate as it is for everyone else, for FHA, for...
Okay. Pretty much market rates then.
Correct.
Maybe 5, 4%, 6%, something like that.
Yes.
Well, what a great program for a veteran, because if you weren't a veteran, if you and I were two guys going into the bank and you're the veteran, I'm not, you can get the house. I can't get it because I don't have $44,000. I don't have 20% down payment. I don't have $30,000 to put down.
There's some benefits for offering your life for your country.
And serving and spending that time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's a great benefit. Now, we have medical benefits here, too, don't we?
Correct. The VA has made quite a quagmire of the priority groups and eligibility for medical, but for all the current vets coming out, they can be signed up for VA medical care, and they need to do it within 5 years of leaving service, and then they will be enrolled for the rest of their lives.
Really?
As long as things don't change with Congress and the Senate, but yes.
When did that program begin? When did that within 5 years program begin?
It used to be 2 years, and then they extended it to 5 years about 3 years ago. So every new veteran that we have coming into our office, one of the first things we do, they always come in to record their discharge. And one of the first things we do is ask them questions like enrollment, get their dental out of the way. They have 180 days to get their dental work done by the VA. This doesn't mean they're the only ones that can get enrolled in VA medical. We're enrolling a lot of Vietnam veterans right now who are coming on to retirement and are worried about high health insurance costs. But in a lot of those cases, unless they served in-country Vietnam, it is based on income. Now, once they retire, we can put in for a loss of income when we use the financials for applying for that. Places like the Appleton Clinic, Green Bay Clinic, the clinic out in Cleveland, which is between Sheboygan and Manitowoc, they're full, and what the VA is doing is sending out letters allowing these veterans to use their private doctors until they can get into the VA system.
Interesting. So the Vietnam-era vet is eligible for some of these benefits as they begin retirement?
Absolutely. If their income has dropped quite a bit, we can get them in. But also, if they step foot in Vietnam, we can get them in because of exposure to Agent Orange.
Just having served in country.
Just having served in country. If you put your big toe down on Vietnam soil, we can look at Agent Orange presumptive conditions such as diabetes, prostate cancer, heart disease, and a whole host of other cancers and things like that.
Yeah, that was a whole lot of Vietnam. There was a lot of veterans that went through that Vietnam arena.
Yes.
And a lot of them are still around. So
yes.
If they're listening, it would be worthwhile to call. Because a lot of the boomers are starting to retire now. It'd be worthwhile to call and explore that.
Very much so, especially with the heart disease. That was just officially added on the end of October. And
oh, really?
It's ischemic heart disease or coronary artery disease. So basically, if you have any heart condition with any sort of blockage and your doctor says that, you need to come in and see us because I call those slam dunk claims.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a veteran... We're going to be taking a break here. I'll hold my thought till after the break.
Okay.
But we'll be back just on the other side with the final segment of the program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Estate planning is not just about you. It's about ensuring that your loved ones aren't burdened by your failure to plan. Estate planning maintains control and clarifies your wishes, which can minimize the discord that sometimes arises at death. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and protects your loved ones when you're gone. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're here this morning with Andy Clark, the County Veteran Service Officer here in Outagamie County. Andy's been talking about the Veterans Office, some of the benefits of the program veterans need to look into. And he's been also during the program talking about support for veterans who want to start businesses. And he explained some things about the SBA Patriot Express loan program.
There, I really want to make sure that I get this out as well. If you are a disabled veteran, service-connected disabled veteran, and let's say you want to start a business that would rely on contracts, well, the federal government will give you, as a service-disabled veteran-owned business, an edge on those contracts. Mm-hmm. So that is also something that you need to look into. And that
can your service, can your office help?
I can give them the information how to do that. Absolutely.
Give them some direction there.
Correct.
Yeah. I think that's an excellent point, because even if you're not a disabled, service disabled veteran, if you're a veteran, you still get some advantages, don't you, on those lists?
You can. And
to be recognized. And if the government is going to buy some fire trucks from Pierce has to use some percentage of minority groups or disabled veterans groups.
Correct. And where you can get all this information is www.vetbiz.com, I believe. Once again, go ahead and use the Google search.
VETBIZ.
Correct. .com. And they have all the information on those contracting opportunities, as well as all the recent regulation changes to make sure that it is a veteran-owned business. Mm-hmm. They also have a registry that you can put your business on that will put you out there for contracting opportunities.
And it doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost a penny.
But it gets you some exposure. We talked about networking earlier.
Correct.
Getting your name out there. Looking for business.
It also gives you access to the different contracting opportunities out there that your business may be eligible for.
Mm-hmm. And out of those things come networking with other veterans around the country. You may find some veterans that you're consistent, your businesses are pretty much the same, you think the same, and you could join forces and do more work.
Absolutely. Subcontracting is one of the biggest things out there.
Exactly right. Andy, once again, where is your office? How can folks reach you if they need to contact you?
Best way to reach us, Mondays are our walk-in days. Tuesday through Friday, we reserve for appointments because we just don't want people waiting in the waiting room for a couple hours. But we are at 227 South Walnut Street, right across from the Appleton Police Department. Our phone number is 920-832-5697. I have an incredible staff of
And they're a lot of fun to talk to.
Oh, very much. And any one of them can help you. You don't need to necessarily ask for me, because then you may wait 3 days for a return phone call.
And I would recommend that if you're going to go see Andy and his staff, don't leave your sense of humor in the car, because you'll be disarmed when you get in the building.
That's true. We're happy people.
They're joking all the time, and it's just a happy place to be.
It is. It really because we have snacks every Wednesday.
There's a lot of enthusiasm in that office. Comes from the top. Andy, we always ask our guests on BizTalk to leave a pearl of wisdom, a nugget, or a boulder. Would you like to share any wisdom with us this morning before the show ends?
You know, I had like five nuggets, but I kind of used them all up. So I guess my nugget for you is don't use up all your nuggets until you need them.
Good one.
Well, if you want to find out more wisdom from Andy, give him a call. And once again, the office number, Andy, is
920-832-5697.
And if you do call the Veterans Service Office, be aware that you may need to set an appointment to get in there, because they're pretty busy people right now. A lot of veterans are coming back, and they're looking into services, what things that can be done for them, and returning to home and getting their lives back in place again. It takes a lot of work. And you're a busy office. You're a great resource. I want to thank you for being on the program again this morning, Andy. It was really good to have you
back. Thank you. I had fun.
Thank you, Andy. It was fun to talk to you.
We had a good discussion on the SBA Patriot program, and don't forget the business plan if you're not an entrepreneur. Next week, we're going to have Associated Bank on. They're going to be our guest next week. I think it's going to be Jeff Scheffler.